Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chelsea, what went into the decision to pitch Bednar 3 days in a row? And how was that a debate at all?
It was more about how he showed up today. You know, he walked by my office when he first got here and said he was good before he even threw. But then Oscar and Mess watched him throw, and they were convicted on it. And the fact that we didn't play a night game yesterday, we played an actual, you know, kind of midday game, and just the way he takes care of himself. Yeah, we had, I mean, you have to mix and match, and to their guys' credit, to our bullpen's credit, they really pitched well. I mean, they executed pitches the entire time. I mean, I think we covered five the first day, seven yesterday, and covered, what, two and a third today, and we gave up two runs, so they did a heck of a job. Yeah, it was huge. I mean, we needed – that's what veteran starters do. And he's very aware of how we used our bullpen. And he went out and executed pitches, you know, was able to mix and match against a, you know, right-handed lineup with the exception of Gorman, who hits left-handers, and kept him off balance the entire day. I mean, he made one bad pitch. He made a bad cutter that kind of turned into a slider. But other than that, I thought he was outstanding. It was the perfect guy. I mean, the fact that we have three rookies in our rotation, we have a veteran guy that knows how to prepare, how to get himself ready. I mean, if we're going to have a game like that, I think he's the guy to do it because he knows how to prepare.
Did it just line up that way, or was that intentional?
No, it just kind of lined up that way.
How with Bednar, how comfortable you must feel when you bring him in the ninth inning game?
Yeah.
What has he become?
I mean, I think he's become one of the elite closers in the game. You know, I mean, and we talk about our bullpen now in terms of guys pitching themselves into roles, and Betty pitched himself. I mean, last year he pitched in the sixth and the seventh, and he moved himself to the back of the game. And, you know, I think with the stuff that we're seeing, the ability to execute three pitches, we're looking at one of the elite closers in the game.
Hill and the bullpen held, I think, Gorman, Arenado, and Goldschmidt over 12, I'm pretty sure. How big is that to Sandy Pitchman's staff? Go against the top guys in their lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Gorman, who's one of the best hitters in the game right now, and then the other two guys. I mean, one won an MVP, and the other one finished second or third, and three elite hitters. And the fact that we were able to execute on both sides of the plate with multiple pitches was huge. I mean, the fact that we kept them off the bases changes the dynamic of the entire series. No, I think it sends a message to our group that you know, you just got to continue to go. I mean, we scored two in the first, and I thought we swung the bats today the best we did in the three games, and we hit a ton of balls hard. We just didn't, you know, we didn't add on it sometimes, but we swung the bats well. So I think the message is more to our group that, you know, hey, when you go out and play well, you're going to give yourselves a really good chance to win. It's extremely important, and I think what we're seeing is, you know, the hard work paying off that he's putting in. I mean, three more hits today, ball on the barrel, just continues to be in the right spot with his mechanics.
Rich, I think the leadoff guy got on the first four innings, you know, and he just sort of kind of went about his business. Is that just a guy with that kind of experience, just knowing, hey, guys are going to get to me a little bit, and I'm just going to settle down and
Yeah, I mean, I think he had 2 4-pitch walks in the third and the fourth, and one of them was to Edmund. So he's getting to the middle of their order, the guys that we were talking about earlier. But just his ability to know that he can execute pitches. You know, he threw the pitches he wanted to throw, and they didn't swing at him. And the fact that he's able to just bounce back and continue to execute shows, you know, how savvy he is as a veteran.
You
Yeah, I mean, he's been in crinkulate over the last month, and he's pitched himself into that role. And to you know, our bullpen was a little beat up today, and Moretta had to throw an inning and a third. So the fact that he was going to go shorter and then Yo got that spot. I mean, and again, this talks about the depth of our bullpen and how guys have grown into it. And it's a credit to them. It's a credit to Mess with the work he's put in with them. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, toned everything down. And I think we're seeing the guy we expected in terms of, hey, we need to put the ball in play. We need to use your speed. He's not trying to do too much. And sometimes that takes a while when you're in the big leagues to be able to slow yourself down and do that, and we're seeing him start to do that.
So is there, when you do that, is there sometimes a danger? Because the stuff that he was doing is kind of what got it here. I mean, that, you know, he is a little extra. Right?
Yeah, that is true. And I think the adjustments you have to make when you get to the big league level, the game will tell you. Some of the things that you're able to do in the minor leagues, you just can't do in the big leagues. And sometimes the big league game has to show that to you. And I think it showed it to him earlier, and to his credit, you know, now we're seeing him start to adjust and trust the fact that when he has conversations with our hitting group that they know what it takes to hit at the big league level, because, you know, the minor leagues is considerably different than the big leagues. And the big leagues sometimes will show you that, and he's making those adjustments.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.